Than Talent Radio.
More Heart Than Talent Radio is brought to you today by my Power Prospecting Starter Kit. Do you frequently ask yourself, did I say the right thing? Do I talk too much? What do I do if the prospect gives me an objection? That's why I created my Power Prospecting Starter Kit. This kit includes my Power Prospecting and Sorting for Pros audio training, my Simple Scripts for Prospecting and Connecting, and Perfect Voicemail Infographic. These are the same tools I use and teach my clients to use to create momentum in their business. This process can be learned quickly, and I will walk you through the step-by-step process to become a Power Prospector and Sorter. Do not make another prospecting call without this training kit. Today, you can receive my Power Prospecting Starter Kit for just $7. To receive this exceptional value, go to goldenmastermind.com/power.
Releasing rejection consciousness. Now, what does that actually mean? It means that a large percent of society that engages in any kind of sales, branding, and marketing experience, business, job, or free enterprise tends to have rejection anxiety. That rejection anxiety then becomes a rejection consciousness, meaning that becomes a large percent of the population's awareness. It becomes their identity, their personality, because many people will state, I don't want to be rejected. Now, if you have rejection tendencies or rejection anxiety, rejection fears, and rejection doubts, there's also a high probability that you will chronically avoid the outcome before it happens. Now, if that is you, this call is dedicated for you to have a better awareness, understanding, technical know-how, the ability to emotionally release your anxiety about events that have not happened. Because this doesn't only encounter rejection, but it encounters your story. A large percent of the American, Canadian, Australian population, business owners, people that step into free enterprise, mortgage business, sales, real estate, online marketing, whole multitude of situations that require the ability to be vulnerable, to ask questions, to be able to engage people, etc. A large percent of the population goes into fight or flight, an overwhelmed state of consciousness based on past events that are driven by unresolved issues. The more you understand why you do what you do, you will have a better awareness of how to systematically let go. Letting go is the ability to separate your feelings from events. So you will also find yourself at times, if you've encountered this before, you will find yourself creating stories that do not happen. I do not want to upset someone. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to get rejected. I want people to like me. I'm concerned about the outcome. I don't want to fail. These proverbially are many of the reasons that people have challenges with the highest paid profession in the world, sales. Sales is a relatively easy skill to master once you let go of the outcome that hasn't happened, once you embrace the vocation, once you start to master the skills of the vocation. If you're in a business that has sales, there's a product, a service, a benefit, a feature, a business opportunity, dream that you have the opportunity to expose to people, but you have to be able to be comfortable with the process of the skills. If you don't master the skills, then you'll spend a great deal of your time avoiding an outcome that hasn't happened. I've said that 3 or 4 times. The outcome that doesn't happen typically never happens, because in reality, seldom if ever does a prospect, a person you know or know of, reject you. Now, you may receive some criticism from people in your circle of influence, occasionally people who are uncomfortable with you stepping out of their pain, people are uncomfortable with your post, people are uncomfortable with you actually starting to brand and market yourself. Occasionally you will encounter someone who will call you out, criticize you, make remarks, but not very often. If you do, there's a wonderful button in social media, it's called unfriend, block, or any multitude of situations. You also want to not give power to situations that don't put you in power. You don't want to play the role of force to someone else's counterforce or counterforce to force. You don't want to be put in a position you have to validate, justify, or explain yourself. Now, your perception of rejection will dictate whether you feel rejected or whether you let go of a situation that isn't rejection. Now, when someone says to you, "I'm not interested," they're not rejecting you. They aren't interested. There isn't a benefit feature. You shouldn't go into a long dissertation, drunkalogue, or any multitude of situations about feeling bad about a situation. If someone isn't interested, they're giving you a sign, they're giving you a clue, they're telegraphing their feelings. They typically aren't interested. And you want to let go of your anxiety about making mistakes, getting in trouble, saying the wrong thing, any multitude of situations. When someone says to you, well, this sounds good, but I don't have the money, that may merit another question, but even then, they're not rejecting you. Your perception, your identity, your feelings about this outcome is going to dictate whether you're relaxed or whether you're in anxiety. And when you're in anxiety, your emotions will give off a corresponding response. So the emotions that will tend to affect you in this situation are abandonment, rejection, guilt, shame, and resentment. As you have a better understanding of why you feel rejected, you're going to feel rejected because typically you have been. If you have rejection consciousness, there's been events in your life where you felt rejected, you've been rejected, you were traumatized, you were kidded, you were taunted, you were teased, you were violated, any multitude of situations that there may be merit to your feelings. But you want to project past feelings into present situations that have not happened. This is why it's imperative that you understand letting go means separating your feelings from events that shaped your anxiety. Now, when you are you and you are free, you are present. This is not a how do I situation. This is an I am situation. I am mastering the skills of my vocation. So if you have a dream, if you have a reason, if you have meaning, if you have purpose and you have a cause, and you're starting to move into the passion of that cause, but you still find yourself avoiding perceived pain that doesn't happen, that's because you have unresolved issues based on past events that you've repressed, stuffed, and continue to hold on to. Now, once again, this does not require therapy. This does not require a lot of stress, anxiety. This requires understanding, awareness. This requires you to understand that when someone doesn't buy from you, typically it's not because you made a mistake. It's not because you got in trouble. It's because you don't understand the selling process. A large percent of the population, even though you have a benefit feature that would give them value, aren't open to the value. And if they're not open to the value, don't turn that into rejection. Let go. Now, as you learn to let go and not be attached to an outcome, this doesn't mean you don't care about an outcome, but it doesn't mean you're so attached to it that you turn it into a story. And when you let go of that story, it frees you up. It changes your energy, changes the flow of the way that you transmit your feelings. It puts you in a position that you feel much more relaxed. You have much better understanding. You don't hold on. Now, you're going to go to events, seminars, rallies, and conventions. You're going to get told to follow up, drip on people, stay in touch with people. There is merit to that, but you also have to understand the context of who you follow up with and who you do not follow up with. When someone says to you, well, this sounds good, I'll get back with you, and they don't turn it into rejection. They didn't follow up. They don't have good skills. They weren't committed. They weren't serious. They may have been interested, but you don't want to turn an interested prospect into a committed prospect. The timing isn't right for everyone. It's going to be your responsibility to separate your feelings of your attachment to an outcome that hasn't happened and your attachment to a result. If you get attached to a result, then you're telegraphing that I need you, I want you, I have to have you in this business, I require you to fulfill my low self-esteem. As you have a better understanding of the perceived pain that is not real. So when someone doesn't buy from you, understand the reasons. People are predictable. Who is a qualified buyer and who is not? That's your responsibility, your ability to respond. Now, many of you market great products, services, benefits, features. You're selling business opportunities. You're providing service to people. You're providing coaching, content writing, a multitude of situations. You can be a great artist, but you have to bring your artistry into this process of finishing. For you to be skilled at this business, whatever business you're in, there's a process. You must be able to finish off the process. That's what's called closing. Closers are very skilled at asking questions about the outcome. Closers understand who and what they're looking for. Closers tend to not get attached to outcomes that haven't happened. Closers have an understanding of the inner game of the process. And the more you understand that inner game, then you won't stay in the outer game. Instead of being behind the glass, you'll be able to walk around it and be on the other side. That place is called freedom because you are freeing yourself up from your anxieties. Now, the freedom you seek to create through a leveraged business, that will happen as you become skilled at the habits, the mindset, and then the vocation itself. You start to buy into the process. You become the process. You feel the process. You love the process. You become one with it. Now, when you say to yourself, I don't like the no's, well, someone seldom ever says no in the context of the English language in the sentence structure when it comes to a commitment or a decision. They tend to say, I'm not interested. I want to think about it. I'll get back to you. I don't have the money. I want to run it by someone else. Those are some of the most common objections. Now, that is an objection, not a rejection. There's a distinct difference between the two. Now, when you let go of control of the outcome, when you're attached, then you're coming from a place of, I require your purchase, I require your approval to fulfill my low self-esteem. Many people misconstrue self-confidence with self-esteem. I've coached many people who are production conscious, means their whole identity is based on production, it's based on results. Now, even though that may sound good, your identity should be based on how you feel about yourself, not an outcome to fluff up your low self-esteem. When you have self-esteem, then you don't have to rely on confidence or results to feel good. And when you're skilled at this process, you may not receive a result one day, but if you learn not to panic, get overwhelmed, the result the next day can double, quantify. You can have a quantum leap. But when you panic, no one's buying from me. I haven't signed anyone up. I haven't closed any sale. When you enter into that kind of self-talk, you're putting pressure on yourself. You're putting pressure on your prospects. Now you're telegraphing your desperation. Now, when you are in your command and you let go of control, then you'll be able to send a message of inspiration. You're inspired to communicate with someone. And if someone isn't inspired to communicate with you, then you don't take it personal because you're going to go out and find someone who is inspired. You're focused on quality conversations. You're focused on quality people. You're looking for people who understand quality control. You're looking for people who are looking for the value, the service. And when you let go of your desperation, then you're not in poverty consciousness. You're not telegraphing your broke thoughts. Then you won't walk around the planet telling yourself that your products are very expensive and you have a small window of opportunity for people who have the money. There's a big misnomer about people who have the money and people who see the value. People who see the value can create the resources. People who live in a broke thought, poverty consciousness, they tend to telegraph themselves with money. How much does it cost? When someone asks you how much does it cost, your response will eventually be, if the value is great enough, does the cost matter? And as you have a better understanding of who's a qualified prospect versus someone who's an unqualified prospect, then you won't be so anxious about the outcome. As you let go of your anxiety, rejection anxiety, abandonment rejection, or abandonment anxiety, you stop resenting the prospects for not buying from you, you stop resenting yourself, you'll also stop comparing yourself. Don't compare yourself to someone else's results. Focus on yours. Focus on the fundamentals. The more fundamentally sound you are, the higher the probability that you'll be able to create results in a relaxed body. When you're in an overwhelmed body, you're telegraphing your anxieties. When you're desperate, you're telegraphing your anxiety. You're setting yourself up to be disappointed. And people who have rejection identity and rejection consciousness typically reject themselves to fulfill the rejection consciousness. Now, here is what that means. If you've been abandoned, neglected, taunted, treated badly, treated poorly, had boyfriends, girlfriends leave you, cheat on you, any multitude of situations, and you continue to say, this always happens to me, you're edifying your rejection. When your family, people in your influence taunt you, make fun of you, say things about you, there's a reason this happens, because your emotional state is giving off a corresponding response that says, violate me, make fun of me, use me to be your counterforce, put me in a position I have to validate, justify, and explain myself. You virtually are telegraphing this. Now, this is very challenging for people who are unevolved and unaware of why this happens. I've pointed this out to many of my clients. I've said it in front of live audiences. that when you're comfortable with yourself, when you have self-esteem, you will not attract the same type of people and the same type of questions that you used to get. I'll never forget early in my career, I was at an event where someone asked the speaker, what do you do when the customer says this? And the speaker said, well, first of all, I don't get those questions. And people in the audience go, of course you do. Everyone gets those. He goes, I don't get those questions because I don't telegraph it. Now, I didn't understand what he meant back in the late 80s. Now I unequivocally live that. When you don't telegraph your anxieties, you don't attract your reality as frequently, the people in situations, to fulfill the corresponding response of rejection. And if you can't find someone to reject you, you will reject yourself. Here's what this looks like. You enter into the day with a good intention, but you don't enter into it with a commitment. There's a huge disparity and a difference and a separation between an intention and a commitment. I hear many people say, my intention, well, that's great. That's an intention, but that's not a commitment. Your commitment, I'm suggesting, is that you have quality conversations, a few a day, whether that's in person, whether that's by typing, texting, Facebook message, LinkedIn message. That's up to you to determine what a quality conversation is. But it means you start to have some warmth. You transmute your feelings. You're engaging people more frequently. You're not uptight. You're not overwhelmed. You're not telegraphing a mixed message. You're not worried about an outcome that hasn't happened. You're in a relaxed body. You're here. You're now. You're in the present. And in that type of energy, you're going to attract your reality more frequently. Quality connections, quality conversations. But when you're desperate, when you're not inspired, when you're worried about an outcome, when you don't have money, when you have credit card debt that you focus on in other situations, then you're sending a mixed message. When you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, then you're not telegraphing your rejection. So what many people do, they have so much anxiety about being rejected that they avoid the outcome that doesn't happen. Then when they avoid that outcome, now they get disappointed in themselves and now they feel guilty. Once you feel guilty, once you feel shame, you drop your energy down to the very bottom of your emotional state. And that's when you reject yourself because you start criticizing yourself. When you're highly critical of self, you're rejecting yourself. The greatest rejection you'll encounter is when you reject yourself is you live in low self-esteem. You look at your body parts and you go, I can't believe this. I can't release this weight. I can't do this. When you focus on those kinds of detail, it's because your body is in dis-ease. And when your body is in dis-ease, it means it's not easy. So anytime you're in a not easy space, now you're in force. And it's that force that requires a counterforce to be in conflict. When you have rejection consciousness, you unequivocally are in such a mixed message that you require someone to violate you. You require someone to make you wrong. You require someone to criticize you to fulfill the corresponding response and the dichotomy you live in of the black, white, right, wrong world. And when you live in this forced state, you're going to attract the people to fulfill those feelings. Now, when you really can break this down, you can take a deep breath and release. You understand the correlation and the separation between being rejected and being objected. You can look at a situation differently, not personalize it, and move into a higher level of consciousness. And it's that level of consciousness that will attract your reality. The people who show up in LinkedIn, Facebook, they'll bump into you in the grocery store. They'll tell you they've been following you. I was coaching one of my clients tonight. Was a very accomplished attorney, and she is now in the process of breaking through. And she was informing me of what is happening. Her body's changing. Her emotional state's changing. People are virtually showing up. She had two people in 1 week let her know that she could present in their offices and that they would provide people for her. They weren't even going to join the business, but they feel so strongly about her message that they've agreed without her asking. See, that's an agreement without an asking. That's a great transition. They've agreed to provide people for her because they feel strongly about her. Now, a few months ago, this would not happen. Her body was in dis-ease. She was overwhelmed. No one was giving her any love. No one was buying from her. She was in the NFL club. No friends left. No funds left. Not for long. The trifecta. And when she started to have a better understanding of cause and effect, she began to understand what she was holding on to. Feelings buried alive never die. That's a great book by a woman that I read this book about 20 years ago. And so that's a repressed state. When you hold on to the past and then tell yourself, I don't know. I don't know why I do this. I don't know. I don't understand. My whole childhood was blurry. I have a great childhood. I'm 50 pounds overweight, or I've drank a gallon of vodka last night, but I had a great childhood. I ate a whole cheesecake last night, but I had a great childhood. You couldn't have had a great childhood in that kind of dysfunction. When you begin to have a better understanding of why you do what you do, then you also don't hold other people responsible for your feelings. It's imperative that you have a better understanding of why you do what you do. That's the cause that drives the effect. When you continue to live in the effect, you'll attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your consciousness of abandonment, rejection, guilt, shame, and resentment. Those are the main emotions that will affect you when you're branding, selling, marketing, and any kind of free enterprise business. Free enterprise requires you to be comfortable with self so you can be comfortable with others. But if you're in dis-ease, that means it's not easy for you. That means you're going to be a heartaholic. You're going to create friction. You're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to be frustrated. Frustration, disappointment, consciousness is a very low level of energy, because when you get into that state, your self-talk will then justify and be able to communicate those feelings you have. How do I? I did a Facebook Live today on what how do I, the how do I's and how don't I's, and how to effectively let go of the analytical, egoic mind that has to know all the answers before they start. That is what creates avoidance tendencies. When you're able to separate your feelings from events, now you're not going to feel rejected. When you're able to forgive yourself and others, now you're not holding someone else responsible for your feelings. When you're able to live in a different awareness and you're not so consumed with being right and wrong, and you step out of this right-wrong dichotomy, you start to change your energy. That's the energy that changes your consciousness. When people ask me this question, how do I raise my vibration? How do I change my energy? How do I elevate my consciousness? Well, it's a step-by-step process. First step is monitor your self-talk. That means you be aware of the kindas, the sortas, the guests, the need to. It means you pay attention. You be attentive to your sentence structure. You start to use words that are much more conducive to the outcome you use. You start to use embedded commands, words that are persuasive. You begin to persuade yourself. Before you can ever persuade others, you have to be able to persuade yourself that you're good enough. You decide. You commit. You stay in the game long enough to transform. You commit to master your emotional state. This is not difficult. It's not easy. It's new. And the more you understand the newness, the more you understand that it's a long-term game, and you stop complaining, you stop whining, and you stop focusing on creating results to fulfill your identity. You want to create your results to provide value, service. But when you focus on the money or the result, you're telegraphing your need, your desperation. People pick up on that. That relegates you only to a few people who see the value automatically. They have to move your head around to look around you. They look around your low self-esteem and go, wow, that's a great value. And you want to be able to transmute the value, not transmute your anxiety. There's a big difference between transmuting the value and your anxiety. But when you also say, well, I haven't succeeded, so I can't attract anyone that's successful, now you're making it about you so you can reject yourself. When you said, I feel like a fraud, I heard this at least 3 times today, I feel like a fraud because, well, that means you're making it about yourself. Your body's in dis-ease. It's not easy. You're forcing yourself into a situation. Who wants to join a business that feels this forced? You don't fake it till you make it. Being fake is not going to get you to the land of promise. And making it, that's a whole other force word. Your objective is to succeed in a relaxed body. That's the first step you do. You address the cause that creates the effect. And while you're learning how to let go, you learn how to ask questions. You don't learn how to let go first and then do the business. You do them concurrently, simultaneously, earning while you're learning. And as you begin to change the way you feel about yourself, you'll change who and what you attract. And as you learn to let go, you let go of being disappointed. And the more you understand why people do and don't buy, then you start to become a professional. And you can be a professional on any given day because you're developing the skills of asking. Asking is 5 to 15 words in a sentence structure that ends with a question. When you're able to read between the lines, now you're able to do this. I'm hearing what's meant, not what's said. Yeah, why don't you get back with me next never? When someone says, I'll get back with you, You want to be able to ask this question, when will you be getting back with me? That also means you must let go of your anxiety of getting in trouble, making a mistake, having someone be upset with you. When you telegraph that, you get the emotional corresponding response to fulfill your feelings. Whenever you telegraph anxiety, you are actually magnetizing to reality the very situation you seek to avoid to fulfill your feelings. When you start to develop your self-esteem, then you are good enough. Then you become what is called rejection proof. When you're no longer feeling rejected, you're neutralizing your feelings on past events of violation, trauma, being teased, being taunted, being kidded, being sent back or grade, any multitude of situations. You won't feel stupid, dumb. You won't focus on making mistakes. You'll focus on creating results in a relaxed body. The relaxed body that I keep edifying is a body that's in ease, not a body that's in dis-ease. A body that's in ease is conscious awareness. It's a body that's in a no state, a K-N-O-W. I know I'll succeed. I'm not attached to when it happens. I'm more committed to learning the skills than I am my own success. When you learn the skills, that means you start to hold the elbow in when you shoot the free throw. You hold the elbow in when you step into the batter's box. You're able to have a better understanding of how to do the crossover step in tennis. You're able to focus on your backhand and your forehand. You focus on the fundamentals. Very few people ever master the fundamentals. Fundamental number one is take deep abdomen breaths. Number two, change your dialogue with self so you can create context and content with others. Number three, commit to the process. Also have clearly defined short-term goals, but stay in the game long enough to master the skills. This is not one and done. This is for life. And then to enter a place called recovery. You're letting go of the anxiety that created your emotional addictions. The day that you don't criticize yourself is your first day of recovery. As you step into your power, you'll let go of your force. As you commit to this process of being the person you know you're capable, now you're letting go of your anxiety. This is not difficult. It's new. It's not so much that it's easy. It's transformation. It doesn't have to be hard, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be easy. When you relax into the process, then you're not so anxious. Now your body begins to relax. As your body begins to relax, your body will release some of the resentment and some of the repressed feelings that you hold on to. This is what allows you to eventually release those 5 or 10 pounds of angst, that water weight you hold on to because you're pissed off, that water weight of not ever being good enough. This is how your body starts to conform into the body that it deserves to be, that relaxed body. Then you don't have to diet. You don't focus on scarcity. You're not in poverty consciousness. You are you, and you are free.
Thank you for listening to More Heart Than Talent Radio. If you enjoyed today's content and would like more insight and education about the skills, habits, and mindset to becoming successful in sales, your business, or you are seeking to overcome your emotional state, head over to goldenmastermind.com/blog to find more free content. The Golden Mastermind Seminars blog is designed to shortcut the learning curve so you can reach your goals quickly. To access this free content, go to goldenmastermind.com/blog now.